Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big Johnson.
Big Johnson. Big Johnson.
Big Bad Johnson.
Big Johnson.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big Johnson.
Big Bad Johnson.
Big Johnson.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timbers cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except Johnson. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big Johnson.
Big Johnson. Big Johnson.
Big Bad Johnson.
Big Johnson.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Johnson.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: "At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big Johnson.
Big Bad Johnson.
Big Johnson.